Well, today we're visiting with Beth Olson, the director of Cass County Public Health, and kind of get a little update on where we are here in this last week. Beth, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine. How are you doing today?
Well, good, thank you. And, you know, I think a lot of people now, and maybe it's partly the weather, the time of the year, or the fact that they're just kind of getting tired of having to be stuck inside all the time, it seems like spirits are starting to kind of rise a little bit, and maybe folks are starting to think ahead toward what's next when we get through all of this COVID-19 isolation.
Sure, yeah, and you know, it's nice to have some nicer days and to see the sun shining and some of those springtime flowers popping. And you know, I think a lot of people have kind of embraced some of the technology needs that are out there and finding new ways to connect with friends. And you know, this will be over someday, and we will come out ahead, and, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. We will make it.
You bet. Well, we want to talk about some of the things that have happened since the last time we spoke, in addition to maybe what's down the road, but some exciting news. You know, money doesn't cure all problems, but it does help to ease some of the pain, and I know you've got some available funds now for folks who might find themselves in a tough situation.
We do. We were awarded a small grant from the Iowa West Foundation that is going to help us purchase groceries to those and deliver groceries to those that have been impacted by COVID-19.
How will that program work?
All you have to do is have your grocery list ready, and you call Public Health. The number we're having people call is 712-243-7443. You'll talk to Victoria. She'll take your grocery order, and the rest is handled from there. We'll place your order with one of the grocery stores in the area. They'll shop for us, and we'll line up a volunteer to bring the groceries to your doorstep, and you don't even have to leave your house. How wonderful is that?
Wow. Well, who can benefit from that?
You know, we are saying anyone that needs to be staying home right now. Maybe you're ill and you've been asked to stay home because of COVID concerns, or maybe you're just in one of those high-risk categories and you're kind of afraid of going out in public right now, and rightfully so. So anyone that's homebound for whatever reason right now due to COVID-19 can benefit from this. And even individuals that maybe you can afford your groceries and the groceries that you and your family need, but maybe you just don't want to go to the grocery store, and we can help you without that too. You can just reimburse us for the groceries that we go and purchase for you. Or if you're an individual that does need a little help, maybe you've had hours cut back at work, or maybe you've been totally laid off with some of the COVID changes that have affected various workplaces. We're happy to help those individuals afford their groceries that they need for the week, too.
So when people call and inquire, there really won't be much of a screening process?
Not really. I mean, we're trusting people that they're going to be honest with us about what their needs are. And if you can only contribute $5 or $10 toward your grocery bill, that's fine. That's $5 or $10 that we get to use somewhere else and help another family. We do have a certain amount that we will only cover up to based on your family and household size. But, you know, if you can't afford anything and this is all your only option, you don't have another way to get food, we're happy to help. But we'll also help point you in the direction of some other resources, like some other food pantries, or if you have children in the home, we'll help you point you to the direction of some of the school food programs that are going on as well. So there's a lot of options out there right now, but if we can keep people home and healthy and out of the grocery store, that's what we're going to do.
Oh, very good. Well, lots of different ways that people are impacted financially. Maybe their mobility isn't what it needs to be these days. Perhaps they just, you know, don't feel comfortable going out to those locations. They might be in one of the high-risk groups. Yeah, it really just kind of a coverall for everyone who feels like they may have been affected to the point where they just need that little extra assistance.
Yes.
Very good. Well, since we've last visited last week, not a lot, it seems, has changed. We're still doing some testing when it's appropriate. We're still monitoring. The one thing that has changed is we have now had that first confirmed case here in Cass County. So does that change the way you look at it from your perspective?
You know, like we've been saying COVID is here, right? We just haven't found the right individuals to test, or maybe they aren't sick enough to come in and feel that they need tested. So I do believe that COVID is circulating in Cass County, and we just happened to find one of those through testing. So it's not a big change in my world. I'd say we're taking a lot more phone calls. People, of course, want details, and the Iowa Code Chapter 22 prevents us from releasing any more details than we've already released, and we're going to stick to that. We respect patient privacy. So, you know, a few more phone calls, but from a public health perspective, we're very used to doing what's called disease investigations. We do them all the time, and this, of course, is just on a much broader scale since it's a global pandemic, but it's a disease investigation process that public health takes on, and, you know, we reach out to close household contacts or anyone else that might need to be notified. And we monitor symptoms and check in with the individual and make sure they're doing okay. And that's really the process from a public health perspective.
Yeah, and we've talked about this. We all knew in the back of our heads that, yeah, there are probably cases around here. We just haven't tested and found someone who actually tests positive yet. But now that we have, you know, you can understand the psyche of folks. They might be just a little bit more concerned.
Yes. And, you know, we certainly are seeing that. We're feeling that in some of the responses that we're getting. And, you know, I understand everybody's kind of fear and anxiety around this. And I think some people thought that we were okay in Cass County because we weren't on the map yet. But that's, you know, that's really not the right way to be thinking about this. COVID-19 is widespread throughout Iowa, especially if you look at the eastern side of the state. They're having multiple outbreaks. It's widespread in the states around us. It's widespread throughout the United States and throughout the globe. So to think that we're in a bubble in Cass County would be pretty naive of all of us. So you need to take precautions if you're going out into public. And if you are somebody that has been, if you're not somebody that's been taking social distancing seriously, then you need to start thinking about what you need to change so, you know, we don't have more cases.
You bet. Well, I want to look ahead a little bit. We kind of started this little visit off talking about, you know, people maybe starting to think ahead as we get deeper into spring and as we start to grow weary, quite frankly, of some of this stuff and think that maybe we could start moving back toward the positive and getting some things reopened and maybe getting together in maybe a little bit bigger groups. How do you see us preparing for that step when it comes?
You know, Governor Reynolds is looking at all of the data. If you've been tuning into her press conferences, there's a number of different metrics that she looks at to decide when they need to scale up some of those mitigation efforts or if it's time that we can back off some of those mitigation efforts. And so, you know, right now in our side of the state, we're doing okay. But in the eastern side of the state, we are seeing that they are being hit a little harder. But, you know, we're doing all the right things by staying home and keeping our distance from individuals that, you're right, we can look forward to things kind of opening back up. And the whole idea of when we, you know, things shut down a month or so ago was to keep people home, to slow down that curve, to slow down that peak. And I think, you know, for the most part, we're doing a pretty good job. And we can look forward to brighter days ahead, and when things get to start to open back up, it's not going to be just yet. We, of course, know that Governor Reynolds' disaster proclamations go through the end of the month, and then we'll see what May brings. But I think that we can be hopeful. We're seeing some other states that were hit a number of weeks behind us pretty hard that they're starting to talk, have these conversations and see what, you know, opening the state back up might look like. And as we'll get there, too. We will get there, too. We just have been hit by this a little delayed compared to some of those states on the coast.
Sure, sure. Are they taking your input as well when they consider these types of decisions? Are they getting input from all over the state?
They do take input from all over the state. I mean, there's several different reporting processes that different hospitals and public health agencies, as well as long-term care facilities, are reporting up to the state. And then that's how they're making a lot of those decisions. So it's very data-driven, you know, and we have to trust the authorities that are using these numbers to make these decisions. And so if you've heard Governor Reynolds talking about the different regions. All of our local data is being fed up into that. So they're not just guessing what's going on here in Cass County. They have a very accurate picture of what's going on because we're providing them with the data they need to make those decisions every single day, seven days a week.
You bet. Well, it's folks are getting excited about the possibilities there, but there is a danger of jumping in too soon.
There absolutely is. We don't want to see those peaks. You know, if we all go back to our normal activities, you know, you could start to see widespread outbreaks again through communities that haven't been hit. And right now, we really haven't been hit with just one case. So we do want to be cautious. And, you know, the governor has talked about it's kind of like a dial. We might dial up, we might scale back. And we're just going to have to see how this plays out in the long run.
Well, we've never had a stay-at-home order specifically here in Iowa, so folks have been able to still get out of their homes and do a few things while following the social distancing guidelines, but I still suspect it will probably be something that will kind of trickle out as we go.
I do think it will. You know, I mean, they're just not going to say, oh, we're COVID-free, we can open everything up again. I mean, it's not going to happen like that. It will be a slow start to kick things up again. And you're right, we don't have an official stay-at-home order, but what Governor Reynolds has done in the state of Iowa is very comparable to larger, more populated cities. And, you know, I think she's done a very good job in scaling back what she needs to. It might feel like a lot of people are still going to work and that sort of thing, but if you look at Iowa's workforce, 80% of the jobs in Iowa are essential workers. We have a lot of healthcare workers. We have a lot of agriculture. We have a lot of food service establishments. I mean, those are all essential services that have to stay open, and we have to have workers to keep that going.
Well, let's just keep moving in a positive fashion, keep doing the smart things that we've been working on here recently, and we'll continue to move forward and hopefully get there sooner rather than later. Beth, thank you so
That's much, right, again
for your time here today. Tell you what, can you give them that phone number again one more time to contact if they're in need of that service?
Yes, absolutely. Call Cass County Public Health Monday through Friday. We have a grant that's available to help purchase some groceries for those impacted by COVID-19. You can call us at 712-243-7443 with any questions for your grocery or delivery needs.
Excellent. Thank you so much for all that you've done.
Thank you.